Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Or should I say good afternoon? It's time for our noonday prayer, so I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in and join in on our noonday prayer. Amen. Noonday prayer, and I am so happy to be in the presence of the Lord. Saying somebody didn't make it last night, somebody didn't even make it early this morning, but thank God we made it. We are getting ready to enter into our Christmas holiday seasons, and as a matter of fact, we are in our Christmas season holidays. And you know what, saints, it's not about the gifts or the money or the fame or the this and the parties and the drinking and the alcohol. It's not about that. It's about Jesus. Thank God he's that perfect gift. It's not about the Christmas trees. It's not about the ornaments, not even about the food. It's the gift of Christ. That's my Christmas gift. I have a gift that I've already unwrapped. And every day I use that gift. Every day that Daddy has given me that perfect gift, which is his son, Jesus Christ, I am so happy to have that gift unwrap and use it. A lot of us have Jesus in our life and we never go to him. We never pray to him. We never pray to Daddy. We never say, thank you, Daddy, for your perfect gift. That's what Christmas is about. So I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in, and then we can go into our noonday prayer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been praying and you still have no answer? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he has done before. And remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just never seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn. All his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it.
Christ and bless your soul and you'll be able to give whatever God gave to you, give to others. That's what God is. God is a loving God. He's a forgiving God. He's a God that loves to see us share among one another. And so just because you haven't seen it yet, just keep holding on and believing. It'll come. Amen. We got one more song, and then we're going to go into our prayer.
We're going to have some fun with this one. Y'all ready?
Hey!
Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more, just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me, overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
Danny Gokey said, love God and love people. He said he's been overthinking, just making things so complicated. He said he had to bring it back down to God, had it so simple. God said, love God and love people. Amen. Let us go into our noonday prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come before you right now, Father God, giving you the honor and the glory, giving you the praise and the thanks, Father God, for all that you do, all that you've done, all that you will be doing. Father God, first of all, we'd like to thank you for your gift, your precious gift, your absolutely gorgeous gift, Father God. And that gift was Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, Father God, who rise from the third day and now is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Father God, we'd like to give you just all of the praises and glory and honor for that precious gift that you gave us, Father God. We know, Father God, that it would have been hard for any one of us to let our child hang on the cross. And Father God, we know that you must have agonized to see your son being tortured on that cross, piercing his side, nails in his hands and feet. Right now, Father God, we know that you cried many times just knowing that he would have to go through this. But Father, we thank you for your gift. We thank you for just saving us right now, Father God. We thank you for allowing a part of you to be in us. And we thank you for your spirit in us right now, Father God. So, Father God, part of this prayer, Father God, we ask that you lean your ears from heaven right now, Father God, and answer the prayers of the people right now, Father God. For there are a lot of people right now, Daddy, that's hurting. There's a lot of people right now who's experiencing financial difficulties like they never experienced before right now, Father God. There's a lot of family members right now who are lonely, widows who are suffering. Right now, Father God, illness is abounding bigger now in the world than it has ever been. Father God, first of all, we'd like to ask you to cease and desist the COVID viruses now that we have the flu season upon us right now, Father God. For the news reporters have pointed out that now the hospitals are filling up with pneumonia and COVID right now and yes, I can't say this, W. Alaya, respiratory chest and all kinds of asthma right now, Father God. Father God, anybody who's going through any type of respiratory problems, any type of asthma, any type of COVID, pneumonia, any type of fluid in their lungs right now, Father God, even a common cold, earaches right now, Father God. Father God, touch them right now, Father God. Let this bacteria and virus not enter into your children's body right now, for we know bacteria and virus is not of you right now, Father God. So any type of respiratory system, there you go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Any type of upper respiratory system, Father God, make it that function in the way that you would have it function right now, Father God. Let no one sit in a hospital on breathing machines and life support because of their respiratory system failing right now, Father God. Father God, touch everyone who's in the hospital with COVID right now, Father God. Remove that bacteria out of their system and out of their lungs right now, Father God, so that they may breathe better and be off the machines right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, anyone who's suffering with N1C1 in their lungs right now, Father God, touch their lungs where their lungs can be healed right now, Father God. Touch their lungs where their lungs can breathe on their own and not by machine right now, Father God. But Father God, we know you are a lover of your children right now, Father God, and we know that you care for us right now, Father God. But you have said in your word, cast all our cares on you, for you care for us right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you go and touch anyone who's suffering with any ailment of the flu and cold season right now, Father God. Father God, touch the immigrants that's by the El Paso borderline right now, Father God, for we know they're looking for a way to get into the states right now, Father God. We know that they're looking for a better living, better food, better education right now, Father God. Father God, touch our president and vice president so that they can make ways and profound and knowledgeable decisions right now about the immigrants from COVID right now, Father God. Let them make decisions that will not hurt the United States but help the United States right now, Father God. For you know our land is only so big, and to have people come in from Mexico, we have to survive our land and make provisions for them as well right now, Father God. So, Father God, touch the president and vice president's hearts right now, Father God, and let them make a profound decision that will help the immigrants right now, Father God. Let them make a profound decision that will not put stress on the American people right now, Father God. But, Father God, you know that we're already, as American people, are struggling right now, Father God, financially, physically, emotionally, mentally right now, Father God. Some of us are barely making it pay our mortgage and our rents right now, Father God. Some of us are barely making it to put food in our mouths and clothes on our kids' back right now, Father God. So, Father God, cease and desist the enemy hand and allow the president and vice president to look at the whole situation and make the best wisdom, knowledge, and decision from you and not from man right now, Father God. Father God, look down on all of our hospital staffs and our doctors and nurses right now, Father God. Father God, whatever they're doing to help the COVID patients and all of the patients with M1C1 right now, Father God, let them be able to not get dreary or tired and well doing, for Father God, give them the strength that they could continue to work at the hospital with their patient load right now, Father God. Father God, look down on each and every last one of their family members right now, Father God. Keep their family intact and in good health right now, Father God. Not only go by the hospital with the doctors and nurses, but Father God, go by the living assistance homes, the senior homes right now, Father God. For every senior that's in hospice right now, Father God, give them the spirit of peace right now, Father God. Let them know that they're not alone in hospice, but you're standing right beside them right now, Father God. Father God, not only give them peace, but give their family members peace as well right now, Father God. For anyone in hospice that's passing away right now, Father God, heal their hearts, heal the loved one's hearts as their loved one pass away right now, Father God. Let them know that they're not dying unto death, but they're dying unto flesh and that their spirit is with you right now, Father God. Father God, not only touch the people in the hospice, but touch all of the seniors in rehab centers right now, Father God. Father God, let them not be lonely during the holidays right now, Father God, but let them rejoice and have friends and family by their side right now, Father God. Be able to celebrate the Christmas holidays right now, Father God. Father God, if there's any widow or widower lonely right now, Father God, Father God, be a friend to them right now, Father God. For you say you are a friend to the friendless right now, Father God. So, Father God, be a friend to them. Sit by their side and have communion with them right now, Father God. Father God, look on our children right now, Father God. From our babies to our adults right now, Father God. Father God, keep a safe hedge protection around each and every last one of them right now, Father God. Let our children walk with a dream right now, Father God. Let them have dreams that will edify the body of Christ right now, Father God. Let them walk in the way and the will that you have commanded our kids to do, so let them not get into any trouble with drugs and alcohol or any type of weapons right now, Father God. But Father God, any child that's carrying an armed weapon right now, Father God, cease and desist their hand and have them to put it down right now, Father God. But Father God, we know this is not your way or your will for children to walk around with guns right now, Father God. So Father God, we ask that you go by any child who has a gun and knowing that there is not their right to have right now, Father God. We ask that you rebuke the enemy's hand and remove that weapon from them right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the parents right now, Father God. Parents of mother and father, single mother right now, Father God. Continue to give them the wisdom and understanding right now, Father God. Continue to show them how that they can strengthen their family with food and clothing and shelter and heat right now, Father God. But Father God, we know there are a lot of people that are struggling right now, Father God. So Father God, we're going to call it done in your name, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of each and every last one of our lives right now, Father God. We know that you could provide all of our needs right now, Father God. So let us speak those things in faith, even though we may not see it or feel it right now, Father God. But let us stand on your word in faith, that knowing that you will give us more than enough and just not enough right now, Father God. Let us walk in faith, knowing, Father God, that we can pray for whatever we need for our family and for our homes right now, Father God. And knowing in our hearts that you request made to you will be granted right now, Father God. Father God, if there is any single moms or single fathers that's weak and broken right now, Father God, strengthen them where they may be weak right now, Father God. Strengthen their bones where it may be broken. Father God, if there's anybody walking around with a heart problem right now, Father God, And I'm not talking about a physical, but the absence of a heart right now, Father God, any broken hearts right now, Father God, from losing their loved ones or loved ones being deceased right now, Father God. Touch their heart right now, Father God. Fill their heart with joy so that they will not walk around with a void in their heart right now, Father God. Father God, if there's any family that's in bereavement right now, Father God, touch that family right now, Father God. Let them know that you are there by their side and you will give them the peace that passes all understanding right now, Father God. Father God, I also ask for a special prayer for the Robbins family right now, Father God, for Shaquala Robinson right now, Father God. I know, Father God, that what she went through, Father God, was just horrible right now, Father God. For the couple six right now, Father God. Father God, let your spirit shake them and let them come forth and admit their wrongs right now, Father God. Father God, let your spirit chastise them for their wrongdoing right now, Father God. For this young lady shouldn't have died at their hand of jealousy right now, Father God. Father God, touch her father and her mother's heart right now, Father God. For they are grieving for their daughter right now, Father God. So, Father God, be a lawyer in their defense right now for their daughter right now, Father God. Stand for what is right for them right now, Father God. Let them bring justice to the situation right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, look down on all of our families right now, Father God, who needs a lawyer for justice in their family right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you be that in the courtroom for each and every last one of us right now, Father God, knowing that you are a just God right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call these things out in your name right now, Father God, and believing that you will grant these things right now, Father God, with faith and victory we claim right now, Father God. Oh, Father God, I see an individual who's having a kidney problem right now, Father God, and they're really worried because they might have to go on the donation list for a kidney right now, Father God. Father God, let them be able to stand in faith and stand on your word, knowing that they will not be on that kidney list long right now, Father God. Let them know that they will be able to get a donor for their kidney right now, Father God. Father God, wipe every tear from their eye and every fear from their heart right now, Father God. Let them know that they will receive a kidney right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual with back problems right now, Father God. Let them back has a scoliosis right now, Father God. Hallelujah. And let them know that you are going to fix their back and they don't have to have surgery right now, Father God. Let them know that they do not have to have knives or scalpels put through their skin to correct this back problem right now, Father God. Father God, I see another individual with a right ankle problem right now, Father God. And their ankle is giving them a lot of problem right now, Father God. Father God, they have ice packed this ankle. They have soaked this ankle right now, Father God. And it is swelling and it hurts right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you remove the swelling and the pain from that ankle right now, Father God. Let them continue to stand on your word and elevate that ankle right now, Father God. And I hear the word 10 to 5 days, that ankle will be healed in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. So, Father God, I don't know who I'm talking to, but let that ankle cease from any harm and hurt and pain right now, Father God, any virus or bacteria right now, Father God. But, Father God, we know you are a healer in the name of Jesus right now. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Father God, I see another individual who is just gotten laid off on their job right now, Father God. And they're worried because they are behind already in their bills right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you continue to show them the way and let them know that you will sustain them right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well-doing, but let them know that if they stand on your word, you will provide right now, Father God. And they will survive this situation right now, Father God. I see another individual, Father God, walking down the street right now, Father God, and that individual is looking for a job right now, Father God. Let the doors open for him, Father God, that he may be able to obtain work right now, Father God, that he may be able to be employed just before Christmas right now, Father God. For this individual has walked every store, every corner, every lot right now, Father God, asking for a job right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you open the doors for him right now, Father God, that he may be able to attain work right now, Father God. Father God, I see a retired mother right now, Father God, who's having problem with her son right now, Father God. Father God, I don't know what the problem is, but Father God, let them come together in agreement with you right now, Father God. Let them come together as a mother and son love each other right now, Father God. Let there be no bickering, no argument, no bad profanity between the two of them right now, Father God. But let them come together as one on one accord, loving each other right now, Father God. Let the mother not provoke the son to anger, and let the son not disrespect his mom right now, Father God. For Father God, we know that you said that our children ought to honor their mother and their father. But you also said in your word that we are not to provoke our kids right now, Father God. So, Father God, look down on that situation and now, Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our food and our supplies right now, Father God. But we know we're getting ready to go into a recession right now, Father God. Father God, provide money for everyone that it can keep food on their table and in their homes right now, Father God. Father God, let no pesticide, no type of poison or anything in our food right now affect our bodies, our mind right now, Father God. Let it not affect our organs right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask you to keep a hedge of protection around all of our food and fruits and vegetables right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, let this winter season not be a season of regret right now, Father God. But we know so many people right now are even struggling to pay their heat bill right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that right now in this season, the weather is very weird and strange right now, Father God. But every one of your children have enough money to provide their heat bill right now, Father God. Let them not sit in the cold and the dark right now, Father God. But let them have warmth and light and running air in their homes right now, Father God, that they may stay warm this winter season right now, Father God. Let us not have anyone that would freeze because of lack of power and heat right now, Father God. But, Father God, we know that you know each and every last one of us right now, Father God. And you know those that are without heat right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you be that burning bush in their heart where they don't have to worry about if they're going to have heat right now, Father God. But, Father God, let them know that you will provide for them right now, Father God. Call everything done in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. We're going to stand on your word, believing in Elohim, Al Shaddai, right now, Father God. We're going to believe that you are our provider, regardless of how the situation looks right now, Father God. But, Father God, we are also humble and also grateful for your love and your care right now, Father God. We are also humble and grateful for your grace and your mercy right now, Father God. But, Father God, if it wasn't for you, I don't know what half of us would be right now, Father God. So, Father God, we're just crying out saying, holy, holy to Hosanna and the highest. Peace to his people on this earth right now, Father God. Father God, we give up our holy hands, raising it up to the heavens right now, giving you the honor and the praise and the glory right now, Father God. For you are worthy to be praised, Father God. We magnify your holy name, Father God. We lift up our hands saying, holy, holy, holy right now. Hosanna right now, Father God. We give you honor right now, Father God. We praise your holy name right now, Father God, because we trust and believe in you and your word right now, Father God. And Father God, when all is said and done, we know that you are a God that will not change, and neither does your word. We know that it stands forever, Father God. And we thank you for every single promise right now, Father God. We thank you for your son right now, Father God. We even thank you for the Holy Spirit right now. And Father God, we give you the honor and we give you the glory in your holy name. Amen. Faint, Oh, excuse me. I am so sorry. We will not be having Bible study this week. I'm going to give everybody off. We will be picking it up the second week of January, because the first week of January is going to be New Year's. We will have next week, we will have noonday prayer. Hear me out. We're not skipping noonday prayer. We will continue to have noonday prayer, but we will not be doing Bible study. Amen? So, you know, I'm here. If you need to call, you need to talk, you need to laugh, well, you can always call me, but we will not be having Bible study, but we will continue to have noonday prayer. So I pray that each and every last one of you have a beautiful Christmas. And remember, it's not about the gifts under the tree. It's about the gift of life that Jesus gave us. And that's what it's all about. You know, don't get bent out of shape if your husband didn't buy you that favorite ring. Or don't get bent out of shape, man, if your wife didn't buy you them favorite high tops or Converse or, you know, Michael Jordan shoes. Don't get out. It's not about that. It's not about that. So please, please, please just remember that Christmas is about the precious gift, and that precious gift is Jesus Christ. Amen. So I ask God to take care of each and every last one of you. I love you, and this ends our noonday prayer. God bless.